The hoist is complete, the headframe is near completion, and the sinking of a new shaft at the Island Gold Mine, outside Dubreuilville, begins at year's end. In delivering its third quarter results, Alamos Gold updated progress on the third phase of expansion of the high-grade underground operation, which will double production once construction is finished in 2026. The infrastructure being installed, by installing a shaft, building a paste plant and expanding the processing mill, will support higher mining rates from 1,200 tons per day to 2,400. Instead of trucking ore and waste rock to surface, that material will be skipped through the new shaft infrastructure, saving money and allowing for higher production. Capital spending for this expansion during 2023 is expected to be between $165 million and $185 million. That level of spending will be similar in 2024 and 2025. On the production front, Island Gold produced 36,400 ounces during the quarter, up 19% from the previous quarter, with 99,800 ounces produced so far this year. Island Gold is on track to achieve its year-end production target. Gold grades averaged 9.94 grams per ton during the quarter. Island Gold continues to generate strong cash flow, allowing this mine to fund the majority of capital spending on this expansion. Quarterly cash flow was negative $9.2 million in the quarter and negative $34.2 million so far this year. Alamo said Young Davidson, its other Ontario mine, outside Matachewan, remains a consistent performer, with mining rates in line with target rates and the operation generating $30.9 million of mine site free cash flow in the quarter and $82.6 million year to date. With higher grades expected in the fourth quarter, the operation is on track to meet full-year production guidance and generate more than $100 million of mine site free cash flow for the third consecutive year. Young Davidson produced 45,100 ounces of gold in the third quarter, down 9% from the same period last year due to 10% lower grades processed. The operation generated $30.9 million cash flow during the quarter and $82.3 million over the first 9 months of this year. It's on track on surpass $100 million in mine site free cash flow for the third consecutive year. The company said Young Davidson is well positioned to generate similar levels for the long haul. The company said it's still on the hunt for people for Island Gold and Young Davidson, having attended job fairs in Kirkland Lake, Wawa, and Thunder Bay.